today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We're talking about February new music.
Yeah, and I have songs released in January from albums that will be out in May.
I don't think you quite understand how this works.
Okay, Patrick, by my watch, it is, as we're recording this, March 7th.
March 7th.
March 7th as we're recording this.
That's right, because I know the U.S. women's national team is playing England right now ESPN, yet for some reason I can't get it on my computer, so that's how I know it's March 7th.
Have you been blocked?
Maybe, again.
Yes, for all those threats you send to the government... They finally, blocked you, and you don't have any internet access, right?
I can't talk about
right?
that. We have a Russian hacker in our neighborhood who's, doesn't want me to watch soccer anymore.
All right, but you're recording the soccer, right? So you're going to watch
I'm
after.
I'm recording it upstairs.
So yeah. As long as... Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm staying in the cone of silence this recording.
So I want to remind all the listeners, don't tell Patrick the score.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I mentioned that it's March because... At some point in the month, we like to go back and look at the previous month and play a couple of songs that we have discovered, right?
I
Is
like
that how it works.
I like doing it a lot. It's really cool.
And it's
you
great.
Always come up with great stuff.
Oh, thank you. It's great if we can do it right at the beginning of the month, but sometimes we have other episodes we need to get in and things like that.
That's
so
right.
We're in the, by the time this comes on, it'll be the middle of the month. But
and we did some good interviews recently.
Yeah,
so.
Yes. And we have one that's coming up later in the week. So. Mm-hmm. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We are at Patrick's house today.
Yes,
in the basement. And please subscribe to the show on the Apple Podcast. Please rate and review. We haven't gotten any new ratings and reviews in a couple of weeks, so we need to get that going. So please do that. That would really help us out. That's really all. We're not asking for any money, anything like that. Let's get on with the show here. So who do we decide is going to go first?
I think you're
going
to go first.
I'm going to go first.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead?
Well, you said you like the picks. So
yeah, I always do. And you're great. And I'm putting pressure on you because I don't know what you're going to play. But you're also great about finding singles that have been released before the albums come out. And I especially appreciate that because then I can anticipate, you add that sort of single to a playlist or you favorite it, then you see when it comes out. So you make me feel a hit, man.
I try. I give all credit to the streaming service I use because every Friday there's this playlist called Release Radar and it knows other bands I've listened to and then it just populates it with stuff that came out that day. And a lot of the times those are advanced singles. So that's
kind
of, and then I go and I look, well, when's this album coming out? And maybe it's not even for a couple more months, but the single's out already. Nice. So speaking of which, I have one of those. Well, let's do that one first.
Okay.
This is a band. I was not familiar with their work before just hearing this song. It's one of those bands that isn't. It's really one guy. The name is Cut Worms, but it's really just the work of a guy named Max Clark, okay? And he's apparently from Chicago. He's now in Brooklyn, and he does this kind of lo-fi stuff, kind of home recordings and things like that, and that's how he originally got a record deal was he had just put a bunch of stuff up on Bandcamp. Songs he recorded. Apparently at one point there was a challenge, I think, from his roommate, can you record and release two songs every month? And he did that for a while.
Oh wow.
Put stuff on Bandcamp, and then that led to a deal with Jaguar Records, and they released an EP last year with just some of those recordings. And now he has his first proper album coming out.
Awesome.
As I mentioned, the artist name is Cut Worms, and this song is called Till Tomorrow Goes Away.
I'll have a drink tonight. I'll get to feeling all right. My eyes get chained to you. I can't seem to make them do just what I want to anymore. If I close them now, I'll hit the floor. Chance to breathe, I'll try to do
those cut worms.
I did not expect it to sound like that.
Really?
No. I was thinking it was going to be more of like a car seat headrest, proto-martyr kind of, you know, thing, which would be cool.
Yeah.
But man, that was really cool. I liked it a lot.
That's something, isn't it?
Yeah,
it has that
really
kind of
different. Yeah.
60s pop, little bit of country in there, kind of folky, that kind of shuffle thing. But the instrumentation is really interesting too. The way they play off
it
each
is.
Other and kind of come in and out and all that. Yeah.
It's almost like a Leon Redbone, like New Orleans style kind of really laid back kind of
very
folk music. Right.
Yes.
And that was really neat.
Yes.
I did not expect that at all. That's great.
So Cutworms' official debut album comes out May 4th and it's called Hollow Ground.
Okay. And I confuse them with the Flatworms, who sound completely opposite of that. Just like a super high charged. It's like Helmet at double speed is the Flatworms. Not the same.
Oh, and here's another thing about Cutworms. This will give you a good frame of reference, too. Going on tour this year, opening for King Tuff.
Oh, okay.
Kind of similar, that kind of laid back.
I can see it. Yeah.
Kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, now the next one I'm going to play is different from that. This one, I should mention, both of these came out like the very end of January. I'm counting them as February music because that's when I listened to them, and you know they're right at the end. But this
we'll let you have that.
This one is a debut album from by a band called Dream Wife. You heard of this band?
No,
they are a British band, a trio.
Okay,
they released their self-titled debut album on January 26th, and just to set this up. Well, no, you know what? I'm going to save this little reveal. Let's just play the song. It's called Kids.
Wow, that's nice.
What I like about that, I like sort of the interplay between the instruments. There's has sort of the twisty guitars that can sort of drive the thing, right? The reveal I was going to make is I love this line in their bio. It says, and tell me if you think this is accurate, Dream Wife worships at the twin altars of David Bowie and Madonna.
Wow, now that they put it that way,
yeah.
I can see what they're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, so that hooked me in.
Yeah, that's cool. I even heard a little bit of kind of Flying Nun in there, like the sort of the homemade guitar pop too, which I really liked. So.
There's that. They've been sort of compared to the Strokes in some ways, not necessarily sonically, but sort of structurally in terms of the songs they play.
Yeah, I was kind of getting there with the lyrical story too.
Yes.
It was hooking me in.
Yes.
So some good lines there. Yeah.
But I like that. All right. So there you go.
Really
good,
Jim.
There's two.
Excellent work, sir.
Cutworms and Dream Wife. And tomorrow you're going to make a couple of picks, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be good because I'm going to start off with an English trio.
Bring it on. All right. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I don't think we ever introduced ourselves this episode. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I mentioned the subscribe, but also if you heard any new music and you want to tell us about it, we love to get recommendations from people.
Always.
Speaking of which, I want to tell you a little story about I went back the other day and I was looking at some of the emails that were sent to us and I realized we got an email from Reed Bramble that I kind of overlooked at the time.
Yeah.
And remember when he came on and talked to us about Detroit bands?
Detroit.
Then he sent this follow-up email and he said, you got to hear this band from Detroit. The singer sounds just like Robert Plant.
Hmm.
And I kind of ignored the email. But then remember about a couple of weeks ago or so, I said, I had just discovered this band called Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
And they sound like a lot like Led Zeppelin, right?
Yes.
that's the band he
oh, no.
was really? Recommending wow. like a couple of months ago. Wow. And I sort of, sorry, we kind of ignored you.
Yeah.
And now I you know, or I come to you, I made it as if I had discovered yeah. this thing, right? Yeah. But anyway, but we love it. We promise we'll pay more attention
absolutely.
In the future. Recommend
no,
bands to us.
No, yeah, we figured out how to use the you know, the save thing on our email
yeah.
now.
Yes.
We didn't know how to use that before.
That's right. I usually have my secretary print them out for
that's
me.
That's easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
The way you can email us is yeah. rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call. And if you call, you get a sticker and leave a message. It's
612-440-1984.
And what else? Oh, social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @suburbspod.
Hit us so, up.
Is that it? Is that everything?
And that's everything. Those stickers are pretty durable. It's been on the back of my car for a pretty long time now.
Okay.
It's still looking fine.
It's working all right? Mm-hmm. Not like the old show stickers that mm-hmm. fell apart, mm-hmm. disintegrated at the first rain.
That's right. Yeah. They weren't great.
Good. Well, we upgraded this time. Okay, so we're going to play out now. I'm actually going to make a third
okay.
pick here, because I just thought this song feels really nice for a playout song. It
okay.
is a new single from an album that's coming out also in May. The album is called Be More Kind. The artist is Frank Turner. I think you know Frank Turner.
Yeah, we do.
And the song is called Be More Kind. And I just think it's a nice 2018 sentiment. So
sounds good.
With that, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
Patrick Foster
and
here.
We'll talk to you guys with more February music tomorrow.
History's been leaning on me lately. I can feel the future breathing down my neck. And all the things I thought were true when I was young and you were too turned out to be broken. And I don't know what comes next. In a world that has decided that it's going to lose its mind, be more kind, my friends. Try to be more kind. Started raising walls around the world now, like hackles raised upon a cornered cat. On the borders in our heads, between the things that can and can't be said, we stop talking to each other. And there's something wrong with that. So before you go out searching, don't decide what you will find. Be more kind, my friends. Try to be more kind. You should know.
Monday, right?